Like the opening round, and kind of hard the first round, but I had to do a swing team with I think it was going to Banneker. I was thinking it was going to Banneker. She needs me, I think, three times. Eight times, and I was like, oh man. That's my person, but I don't want to be anymore. I mean, like, I was still trying, and I didn't really want to say I didn't want to be, but I had a feeling that I didn't want to go on anymore. And I was hoping to go into laughing. I didn't get to go laughing, so this is my first talk that I went to. And I finished, not surprised, first place speaker last year. I think that I took out with these times, I used to go from the 8 on my first show, and I'm like, I'm going to be like 8 on the 8, and then when I started beating them around, I was like, well, I mean, you guys are used to beating, and then, you know, I came into the round, I was being at the same level, and I think it takes a lot of practice, because really have to figure out, so that the novice, it's going to be very hard your first year, but you have to at least try to figure it out.
Well, this is a question I asked last year, and I thought it was pretty good. When did you want to quit? And why did you quit? Anybody?
I was just doing my first year, I didn't have to go into Eva, so when they came back and I was doing the baby, it was just terrible. Every tournament that year, I think I flew a different part of from my team, but it was a different part of all around. And I think I ranked 1, 2, or 0, or 3 the whole year. And my second to last tournament, I wanted to go back, but that last tournament, I got in fourth, and I decided to figure it out.
Anybody else?
I go to sleep, I have to breathe today, and I yawn to sleep. Yeah, I think you bring the baby back.
I think you just keep a balance between like the school part and the baby. For example, like in our school, we don't have the baby class. We just have a practice in the afternoon. So that gives us enough time to like go through our usual school routine. We only have to be like twice a week, which we probably just do nothing but the major. And also, you just activate when you go home, make sure you do your schoolwork. Because in our school, we have an explanation if you can fail in the winter, supposed to be opposite. So the coach is basically their responsibility to check these students and how they're doing their work in school. Because if you just keep pushing the things, the things, the things, you keep pushing the things, that's all that matters. They should have a baby. You should also tell them they have to keep their academic stuff. Because if you want to fly to their college and you just have to move and talk to the major, or if they look at the grades, they have like 4.5 to average or something. You know, it's not going to work. They have to keep.
I think the pharmacy needs a living room between the schoolwork mandate and social life because last year I didn't really work on that day at all. I just wanted to turn the day and do it and I'm so looking over that. You are being on being too much right? So I don't think we're but I think it's important to be long to the and you have to look like those who need to be you know, they have to rent the law back. So maybe there are good times to just try to understand everything or do a lot of everything and try to like, and lay on the bench and like, chat with them on the day to look like in school or something.
Another thing is that the days, another function of the days is to help you with your academics. Like the days, you know, you learn speech, you learn organization and other things. Those are supposed to help you with your schoolwork. So you can't really say that you do all the days, you have to do it by the students in school areas. Well, in the classroom,
the basic is right in the second from the different deployment or whatever it's called. The brief made it out of goal. The piece of crap are distracting when there's more and more distracting will ever win. Even though they're talking about that, we just need to get across. And everybody's class is debating about them. Basically, there's two groups of people in the chat group is blue. They're playing
with them. One of the things that I noticed that happened is that you got a chance to meet people from other schools and make friends from different parts of the city. How does the day help you meet new people and then you just watch them then? How does that make you find new people? Didn't happen?
The last year
today, you got to get up right after. You have a beautiful voice, don't you?
Okay,
speaker that he just calculated while I was in the room, I didn't know yet. it was crazy, but like just the fact that I beat Mark and it
worked. Oh man.
If you have like old folks, it was 20, go out there and everybody's like, oh, thanks, thanks, sir. I mean, it gets really bad if you can predict the results of the tournament. I mean, if you can predict who's going to come in first place, like, you need to actually have 20 on the, like, the predict tournament, like, if you can be marked. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of crazy, but, like, you really get to really go and people as role models. I really get to model their style. Like, I went on, my mission was to model Mark style. Like, I can't, you know, be like, I'm first, I'm going to model him. And I'm going to be just like him because this style is obviously winning around me. That's what I do.
And also,
like,
the outside tournament, you might also, if there's something negative that you like to enjoy outside, because there'll be people who are different from you. They don't have your same background. They don't have different backgrounds from you. So when you go there, and sometimes it might be negative, sometimes it might be positive. But when you go out and meet someone who has a different knowledge attitude or racial attitude, you never go up and say to someone, you are wrong, you never go like that. You say, okay, I understand your ignorance, you're ignorant, bigot. Don't explain any trick. That's your problem, I'm going to keep away from it. Just move away from that thing. I don't want you in my life to stay away from you, because you're going to meet people like that wherever you go. And today and when we are, most people are my friends. So when you meet them, just say, okay, I can do it, whatever, forget you, I can do it anyway.
I want to ask you a little bit more about some of the things. What about when you debate your friends? Is it tough when you're in a competition to win or lose and you're debating your friends? Excuse me for being interrupted by you. Thank you. Speaking of friends, when you debate against your friends, if that's not the desire to really go all out and beat them, or is it easier, or well, that's better because you're going to be under a different partnership. Right. So if you're weak, like, if you're going to go or you're going to have to, you have to be friendly to them to get the other people to win.
Well,
then it's
good. Well, I currently have a strategy. Every time I pull my friend, it's like over 7 is that. That's your limit. You're my friend, you get 7. Like everybody else gets 3, but like just because you're my friend, I'm gonna treat you just like Edwin. I told Edwin one time, and Rob was just loud because he had on these sneakers that were like, his sneakers used to sweep, and like you know that it was his preference to speak because
I like said before I think of speech, I told him that any of us need the shoes were not going to be.
Those shoes weren't worth competing. The way those shoes were sweet when they got
there. It wasn't something from the roof of the bathroom.
Anyway, I mean, like, the rock was just laughing because the thing that Edwin didn't see the debate last year. So Edwin was like thinking that was the same way last year when he was eating. And he was like, oh, Ian. And I got up there and I was like, oh, it's Ian. I ready my first speech. I get up there and I start reading. And he just got on his pen. Like, I had to pull tournaments where, like, the third round is always power pair, and you're always pulling your friends, like, Anthony and Juan and get from that path. I used to pull and, you know, we used to work together. And I'm going to get direct, and I'm like, man, you know, one of us is going to leave here, and we're going to have to knock the other one off. So it's like, that's not accurate. It's hard, but I mean, I don't know, I just like to be, pick up my arm, get my shoes to me.
I enjoy
My partner for this year, Erica, Ray, Did we get that all? Okay. I'm not going to count three, right? And then it's terrible. Look at it, it's not a three. Is everybody going to do this? I'm not going to look at it. One, two, three. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Erica. Happy birthday to you.
We don't think that nothing about happy to yourself.
Well, congratulations, Erica Lerner. A really hard time getting around in Vermont because the dorm was really close to this classroom. And that doesn't sound like we're getting a speaker award. I usually always want to address the question of how, you know, your self-concept or expectation for yourself will change. Maybe it went down as an adult.
So why I was 59 when I heard about the great job at 86. So I
wouldn't have a 35. That's really important because you should get to the career. If your career card says, you're not going to have the opportunity.
So then I decided, so then I started debating, I mean, like, there's so many college opportunities out there, like, I can get a college to go to college, and I can go to the best college that I want to, because I have to have even a grade to go to, also debating, increase my grade. So debating opens, like, all these doors for me that I didn't know about, because first it's like, okay, this is like a community college, and then around this, like, community college, like, a state college, like, you know, like, in-state tuition and stuff like that. But now I know that I can go out with me, and I can go to Newberry, where Mark is going, or I can go to Bayton Sanders, or Harvard or something. You know, it just opens my door to these dope opportunities that are still out there for me, and I can still go to these schools. It happens to me.
I really thinking about how I was going to get it today, but it wasn't the end of that last year. At the end of the round, getting me in the car, who was college for Paul Downs, and he told me that he left me with a bagel that he could get around this from this conference. I just told him that he was going to college, and at the end of the year, two other colleges came to me. They told me that they were going to be to the school if I wanted to go to the college. So, you know, the day had a very long opportunity for me that I had a race for the
When I started to my English lesson, I realized there was nothing wrong with my progress. And then I started to think, and I realized there's other things. Like, before I didn't realize, you know, I didn't even make anything.
Already happened to, and don't say it didn't happen to you. because they happen to them, and happen to everyone, and it's great experience.